Play the game? I can play. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Looks like Texas. I get what it looks like Texas. We'll play the game.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm here today to introduce the final boundaries for proposed Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District. On August 22nd, the engineering department came before council and were granted permission to circulate petitions to submit the question of organizing the Angola Neck Sewer District. On May 25th, the engineering department conducted a public hearing on the proposed boundaries at the Millsboro Volunteer Fire Hall. There were some questions raised at the public hearing that required our attention. Angola Beach and Angola Estates are owned by a single entity, and the residents were concerned about paying the impact fees for something that they did not own. We in turn met with the owners to explain the costs and the residents' concerns. We asked them to examine the proposal and get back to us with their thoughts or a proposal. They responded back that they have a functioning on-site collection system and treatment facility, and the impact fees for 600 plus units was one of their concerns and have requested at this time to be excluded from the proposed district. That is this large white area in the middle of the green map. This is Angola Estates. This is Angola Beach. Also, the Herring Point is a undeveloped project that has been a constant contact with us since we started this project. We met with them again recently to get a final answer on their inclusion or exclusion in the district. They liked our schedule, and when we provided him with costs, he was agreeable with those. However, there's an existing CPCN on there, on the project. He felt that it would be able to be released, and we received an email on Friday that Tidewater, the private provider for this project, refuses to terminate the CPCN, so he must request to be excluded from the district. That's the other white, large white parcel here to the west or east of Angola Road. The loss of this project and its front footage increases our proposed rates at this time approximately $20 per property per year based on a 100 front foot and one EDU. The decision has been made with the request of these communities to be excluded from the district. We have instructed our engineers at this time not to supply capacity at the regional pump station or force main for these projects. Though we feel this is somewhat poor planning, we also feel that those residents being included at this time should not bear the burden of oversizing for communities that currently wish to be excluded. Should these communities require sewer service in the future, they will be responsible for not only the impact fees, front footage assessments, and service charges that will most likely be higher than those presently proposed, but also the cost to increase capacity in the regional pump station, force mains, and large diameter gravity pipelines to serve their communities. Another project, Village of Herring Creek, which is the green area here, and a small area to the north here, which is one community. They have an existing on-site treatment facility. They have planned all along to connect to county sewer service when it was offered. We've met with the developer again recently, and he has confirmed that intention and has informed us that there's already a dry force main in place. All we need to do is supply the connection and they turn a valve. Artesian, the private provider for this project, has agreed to terminate the existing CPCN and abandon the existing facility, which is at the bottom end of this top parcel here. We have also met with other park owners in the area during this process. We have agreed to meet with some of the communities in the area to answer additional questions that they may have. And some questions have been addressed via email, and yet others we plan to meet with in the future. Some of these questions will be addressed if the referendum passes and we move into the design phase. Questions?
So this is what the engineering department is proposing, this scenario?
Correct.
I thought I heard a statement said something about poor planning.
We do feel that it is, but we also do not feel that the people in these other communities should plan to oversize a regional pump station of force main when these people have wished to be excluded.
Well, why wouldn't you then recommend the first page and include them?
The Herring Point community, we really have no control over, with the CPCN being issued from the Public Service Commission.
Wouldn't Department of Natural Resources, they've already got a, okay, let me ask Herring Point, no, the Angola Estates?
Angola Estates and Angola.
The big one, okay. They've already got a system.
They have a system on site.
Okay, and it's run by who, Tidewater?
No, it's actually, I believe at this time, run by the owners.
Okay, we ought to include them, because we just did this just last week at their Oak Orchard. We just saw this happen. And then the Herring Point, you say, is not even developed right now?
It is not developed at this time.
Okay, and if they have their on-site system, they dispose of it on-site, right?
They are actually proposed to transmit over to a regional facility that's owned by Tidewater in the Bay Forest area. Or Bayfront.
And they're legally bound now, for lack of a better word.
At this point in time, yeah.
Right?
If I can speak on the Angola Beach and Angola...
Mike, you're gonna have to come forward. Identify yourself.
Michael Izzo, County Engineer. On the first project, the Angola Estates and Angola Beach, John, you need to correct me where I'm wrong. I think there's probably 600 existing property owners.
600 plus.
And our concern was, right now, they don't pay a separate wastewater fee. It's included in their lease rent. And if we included them in the district as it exists, then they would all become eligible voters. And if we started to send them a new bill, would their lease indeed be reduced by the same rate? We couldn't verify that. So we were concerned that if we included them, that would be 600 no votes for the referendum. And our mission is really to provide the people with the failing systems some relief. You know, the woods on Herring Creek is in bad shape. And I felt like it would put the referendum in doubt to include that development in the district. Now, the Herring Point development, we thought we had it worked out that they could be included. The front footage would be beneficial to the user rates. The developer would like to join us. However, Tidewater indicated they would not release the CPCN. We do have some ability to go to the Public Service Commission and ask for that to be overturned, but we weren't sure. Again, that's a battle we would want to pursue. Plus, it's doubtful that it would be resolved by the referendum in August.
How many units are proposed in Herring Point?
Approximately 177.
Yeah, that's about
right. We're talking about 800 units, almost 800 units coming out of the original.
Yeah, there's about 660, I think, is the number in Angola Estates and Angola Beach, and about 177 in there, so it's over 800.
Mike, I got a question. I agree with you that they shouldn't have to pay, but it concerns me not putting the pipes in the ground. You know, I mean, I can understand the pumping station, all that kind of stuff, but the pipes in the ground are huge.
In reality, we haven't designed it yet.
Okay.
But as far as our pricing for the referendum, the way we're approaching it is we're not putting in any capacity. Later, when we're actually doing the design, I'd be glad to revisit it at that time.
Okay. I mean,
A tough call.
That's tough. I understand what you're saying, but once it's cheap, for lack of better words.
The problem is if we post a rate, in August for the referendum, and then we oversize it and we can't meet that rate, then that's a difficult situation.
Susie has a heart attack and they have to take
it. The issue with Tidewater really concerned because it looks like Artesian wants to work with county government with these sewer things. And we've been looking at this area for 20 years or whatever, I don't know, a long, long time. Jim, have you been involved in this at all? Or is it?
Not really.
This is where we have to have some legal help with the engineering department to have them come in and tell us, they're worried about this, worried about this. We could take it here and do it here. There's just no answers to any of this stuff. I mean, I just can't believe that we can't,
Yeah, the only answer
challenge Tidewater a little bit and get an opinion maybe from your department on how we could address this. We should have been looking at this a long time ago. So somewhere along the line, we got to get some talking here.
The only answer we see at this point in time is basically if our planning areas that we have now, if we establish them as service territories at this point in time, then we at least have some say in the CPCNs being issued.
And we take a county ordinance to do that or a change in the state law.
Right.
one or the other would do it.
Well, something's got to be done because we can't. If we're going to be facing this, this is going to mess us up with planning. You're going to be standing here and say, well, this is poor planning, but we got to do it because we're kind of held hostage. And I don't like hearing that. I mean, we've been doing this too long.
And we've known all along it's not good planning, but this is the first time we see a dollars and cents impact that we can point out.
Yeah. I mean, just it's looks just like common sense that we shouldn't be in this position.
State law does allow utility companies to apply for CPCNs.
I know, but we should be up there at the Public Service Commission arguing every time they apply against granting them, but we're not even on the scene.
The problem is that
we are objecting. What the Public Service Commission says to us is we need to get our, you know, if that's the case, we need to get our own ordinances in order to protect these planning areas.
Part of the problem is that when they apply for the CPCN, they're representing that they're ready, willing, and able to provide service. If we may not be at that level, so they're going to get the CPCN if they're all ready to provide service.
And Mr. Izzo, with that said, just what he just said, I always looked at before I got on council that the county spot sewer. A few years ago, you came in here and I called Mr. Manekasaur study on the east side from Comic up there to get a total plan. While you're in the middle or past the halfway point of that planning, the XYZ companies out there that are having a turf war, if you will, are spot sewer. How can we get in a direction where the sewer, before they could do that, would come back to the county and we'd have a say of it first, and you could say, you know what, we don't have that in stores, we don't have that in the study area, it's not in our planning area. You know, now it's time that, okay, we can say you guys could do this or whoever it may be. How do we get to that point where we get control again? Because now it's just they're offering these you know, quick deals and get it done in a hurry.
We're in pretty good shape in a lot of cases in where, you know, where we say we're not ready to provide SOAR. That goes smoothly. They acquire their CPCN.
But right now we don't have anything in place that say it's got to come to the county to say, okay,
well, we have adopted our North Coastal Planning Area study, which covers Angola and Oak Orchard and Herring Creek. So we've got that planning study in place. The same for, you know, we're working on the Dagsboro-Frankfort planning area study.
We have nothing in place to stop them.
That's correct.
You'd have to amend state law because state law doesn't give a preference to the county. It makes
and then why didn't somebody develop some legislation and send it to Dover? Yeah,
because what's happening is originally it was a private trying to do a subdivision, and now it's municipalities and subdivisions trying to get regional. That's what's occurring.
The sad part is the Herring Point now, it's not even developed, nothing there. And when they get their sewer service, they're going to pump it towards the bay, closer to the Indian, to the Rehoboth Bay. Mm-hmm. And here we are priding ourselves on all we've been doing for the environment, and we're pumping it even closer to the edge of the bay. So it's,
I think Mr. Izzo,
I would think we could have a good argument to put it into our system and then dump it. Even if they collect it, maybe let Tidewater collect it, but disposal of it should come through our system and go out. So somewhere along the line, we ought to be stepping up to the plate.
Part of the problem, George, is that you got impact fees and you got all these other things that is happening with the private sector. If we come involved, then we're somewhere the cost factor has got to be recouped for our part too. And it's really a financial issue in a big picture, even though Mr. Izzo can sign off and say that is in our study area, which will somewhat control some of those areas.
But I think we should be a little more proactive. Right here we are again, reactive. We're hearing it. We should have been working on this long ago.
See, my big concern is, and I may be beat down for saying this, is government with a sewer has always kept the rates pretty much neutral.
That's correct.
No more than, I mean, Blackening Beach, as much as we disagree, you've kept it as neutral as possible. You know, when somebody goes to the PSC, they regulate it. What's to protect the consumer out there for rates going through the ceiling once they get in?
It's going to be administered much like their water rates, and they do go up over time. We're more like the fixed mortgage. They're more like the adjustable rate mortgage.
But with everybody moving in here on fixed incomes and that occurring in their areas, they don't know, boom, it's up and gone. That's a concern again.
If the council would support it, we could request an amendment to state law, which would allow us give the county the ability within a county planning area to have to say yes or no to
And I think Newcastle County has that in place, do they not, Hal?
I think that's throughout the entire county in Newcastle. But it, the county would have the ability to say yes or no. If we could serve it within 2 to 3 years, then it, we would have some leverage then. And possibly there could be an appeal process. So if the water company felt it was arbitrary or whatever, there could be a separate appeal process. But, I mean, that is a possibility to look at. And
I think Mike and I have had to, we've had some meetings and with some of the private sector. And, you know, my two hang-ups are, number one, certain we need to pick a year. And number two, if they are there and we go buy them, how do we, what's that financial issue?
Right.
And I think that's the bottom line. And we just, it's very difficult, I know, Mike, just to sit down and negotiate with two private companies that are sitting out there trying to do that. And we're certainly have a little more success with one than the other. So, but it's something we're going to have to look at. I agree.
We've been looking at it for years. What are you going to, we got to do something. Well, let's try doing something.
They did, the minister did.
Huh? And propose something.
Yeah, the administrator.
No. The administrator has to do what we say. Are we directing the administrator?
He made a suggestion to you how you achieve what you want to do.
Right. He did that.
Okay. Then are we responding back to go ahead and do it, or are we saying nothing? That's how things get done.
I see it needs to be looked into. I've heard from some of the people down in that area, and what I'm hearing, the three parcels are opting out because of cost. They can get it done a fair amount cheaper than what the county can do it. And that's the reason they're coming out. And I'm very concerned that with all them coming out that they can, that our costs aren't going to go up when we go to referendum or sometime, you know, and it's, you know, we've always been, stayed near our cost when we've projected something, but I'm wondering with these coming out, we're going to be able to do that. And it's, you know, maybe we should look at, like Mr. Cole said, let them collect it, we treat it, or work with the Artesian and Tidewater, because they've both got, they're both in the area down there. I mean,
let me just say this, Dale. If we told Herring Point that they would have to treat it, let's make that kind of compromise, and they want to argue in court, you know, I don't think they want to go to court over anything, arguing that point, and the legal battle. So, I mean, we should have deeper pockets than some of these developers. And we ought to challenge it. We ought to get this sewage in our system and out to the spray irrigation sites, which are closely monitored, and not pump it closer to the bay and just roll over and play dead each time.
When it can be done for $500 cheaper than we can do it, I can see why the homeowners.
Well, I don't know. Down
there,
I don't know. That's
don't
all speculation. That's all speculation.
Don't
want
to be in it.
Well, the developer yesterday. Yesterday morning indicated that just what Mike said and John said, that for Herring Point, that they could not get out of their agreement with
the actual order. The actual
and
developer does not have really any say in the CPC once it's issued.
He's locked in.
It goes to the private provider.
But
they have the final.
I was going to say, whoever takes the challenge, we go challenge him. And I'll guarantee we'll probably get some attention and get some action. So I don't think they want to fight it.
Could we adopt?
I don't want to be newspapers fighting county government on sewer service, because this is a weak argument for them to be able to do this in the middle of one of these proposed county sewer districts.
Could we adopt the boundaries for referendum purposes without these three areas, but then possibility would be, Mr. Izzo suggested that we go to the Public Service Commission and ask about Herring Point.
Let me find out what's the time frame.
Yeah, here's what maybe is a better idea. And
Russ, are you here?
Yeah. If we came back on July 17th is the next time council meets,
right,
and maybe in between now and July 17th, maybe we could program a meeting with Tidewater and the developer of Herring Point, and kind of maybe there is an opportunity for a compromise on based upon a face-to-face meeting and resolve something there. And that's still, we don't have any, the referendum is not till August 18th. We have a public meeting on August 4th. Do we have any posting requirements that would preclude us making a decision waiting until July 17?
The biggest problem, I think, is we usually send out a letter to everybody, a newsletter. You received the copy of the one for Johnson's Corner that advises them what the final boundaries are, when the referendum is. I would hesitate to send that out, you know, if we didn't have final answers on those in case it affected the rates we put in it and those kind of questions, so.
Could we send that out right after the July 17th council meeting?
We'd like to give people enough notice to do their absentee ballots, and that would not,
right.
That would not
well, then
enough
can
time.
We,
we'd like to give
for
them
the,
can
rates?
We change the dates?
I'm screaming in right there.
Well,
move things a little more forward so we don't have a letter, you know, messing up our schedule here.
We have a lot of people, especially the people in Woods on Herring Creek, are counting heavily on this August 18th referendum date. There are building permits that cannot be issued until after the referendum is passed because of the situation with the sewer system, sort of a sewer moratorium in the Woods on Herring Creek, and those people would feel a lot of pain if we delayed this referendum.
I agree.
I'd rather not do it on the 17th of July, Mr. Izzo, because Mr. Jones will be at NACO. He might not be back that evening. Could we do it the following Tuesday?
And I guess the other option is to do what Mr. Baker said.
Why don't we put them all in? We can always take them out.
You could approve the boundaries without them in, and then they could come, if we were able to work something out with Herring Point,
yeah.
Then a later point, add them in.
No,
do we have to have 50 users hooked up then?
Shouldn't we put them in, then we can take them out? Why don't we make it all green and then pull them out?
Well,
you do that.
No, I can't do that until after the referendum. I'm very concerned that 600 voters in Angola Estates and Angola Beach would sway the results of the referendum. I don't think that's ever going to be a starter for us. That system's been in place for many, many years.
How about just Herring Point?
I think Herring Point you might
put in.
Be viable.
We could take them out at a later date? Out of the
and
district?
You can take somebody out of a district, correct?
We have de-annexed people in the
right.
past.
Yeah, you can't annex them in after we've posted it.
But you can de-annex. Right. And it's only, you know, there's nobody
one
living there.
Property.
There's just the one property owner at this point, so it's not a voter issue. But I'd really, you know, I think you're going to have almost unanimous no votes from Angola Beach and Angola Estates, and I think it would throw the result of the referendum in question.
Were the rates that were discussed at the public hearing did not include these three properties, did it?
We had Herring Point included. Yeah, we had the three properties included, and we had for a 100-foot lot, we had an average rate of $12.25. And with them coming out, we're struggling. Our last estimate was we got to about $12.45. And we're continuing to work on that to see if there's other ways we can save money.
There's not a material difference in the rate, but there is, they reduced the construction cost
right.
by about $2 million, so.
But the front footage was also greatly reduced.
Right, front footage, and Mr. Izzo suggested, you know, that possibly we could look at oversizing pipes, not pump stations, but maybe
yeah.
pipes at a later date if funding works out to our benefit.
Yeah, if we finance a little better rate, I mean, we have a projected finance rate. If
right.
we could finance it a little better, or if, you know, we could do alternate bids at the time of construction and if the bids come in a little bit better. So there's a lot of opportunity
yeah, I understand.
To oversize.
Because I know we're dealing with that with West Rehoboth and some
right.
areas that I'd rather we were first project, shoestring operate, you know, as far as financial, that if they were a little bigger, we'd be
a lot better off than we are today.
You wouldn't have pulling your hair out some days. You know?
We're in a tough situation because we have to have a referendum passed. The only way you get a referendum passed is to make it look attractive.
I understand.
Keep the rates down to at least what the people can afford or feel they can afford.
Okay.
So, difficult situation.
The bottom line is the bottom line. That's the way I understand it. But
so we could include Herring Point at this
I think we
and
could.
Then take them out
could.
At a later date if we need
right.
to.
Well, we at least should do that. Makes sense, I think.
Okay.
I don't know. We have a motion or
We have a resolution, but it would have to be
amended.
It would have to be amended to. We have a saving and excluding of those parcels, and that one part would have to be amended to remove the saving and exclusion of Herring Point.
Is that Is the resolution something?
Yeah, it's identified separately as.
The resolution something you're prepared to read for council? Or would you want somebody?
Normally you just read the title.
Just the title?
It would have to be modified, and it should state that those other two will be excluded, I assume.
Yeah, about 90%.
Point will be.
Two areas of saving and excluding. Number one would be the area for saving and excluding Angola Beach and Angola Estates. Number two would be the saving and excluding for.
Gentlemen, the resolution R, number R, district boundaries for the proposed Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District. As it is prepared, it excludes the Angola Estates and Angola Beach communities, and also excludes the Herring Point. What you would need to do would be to adopt this resolution with an amendment that it would exclude only those first two, but not exclude Herring Point. The title of the resolution is Resolution R, District Boundaries for the Proposed Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District.
Mike, are you comfortable with, I mean, what kind of numbers are you going to present to them?
Yeah, we'll have to have some discussion with Herring Point and with Tidewater prior to the public hearing we have on August 4th and see if we can work something out with Tidewater to relinquish the property. And in that case, we could calculate our front footages with them included. Now, if you know, we basically can't come to any agreement with Tidewater, I think, you know, due diligence would say that we don't include Herring Point front footage, even though the property is included in our sewer district boundary, and present the more conservative. Maybe we can figure out another way to get the rate down. You know, we're value engineering this thing every day. We met on it last Wednesday, and I gave Dennis Hassan some work items to do to see if they could figure out other ways to reduce the cost. Maybe we can, by other means, get it down to that 1225. But
we could work with the funding agencies.
Work with the funding agencies too.
This is maybe the number one priority in the state.
Yeah, it is the number one priority.
Providing sewers.
So maybe we can get a better financing rate.
That's the number one.
Well, if you can't come to an agreement with a developer, you're going to have to take it out.
There is always a potential, like I said, challenging that thing and taking it to the Public Service Commission.
We don't have time to do that before this.
We can, after the fact.
Post a rate without the front footage included from Herring Point and try to figure out work the cost or work the financing and see if we can improve that and use that for our referendum rate. Even though that it would still be green in our drawing, we just wouldn't count their front footage until we know it was a certainty. Right. That would be my recommendation.
So we're including Herring Point at this point.
Right.
Better than none.
And I can even come back on the 17th and say I met with Tidewater and a developer and give a report back and see what we can resolve. I can do that.
I mean,
we can provide rating.
I'm willing to take them on if they get, because you've been talking with them and they know this problem exists, and Artesians agreed to stay out of our areas. It's just Tidewater we're having a problem with, and I think we need to somehow get their attention.
But the thing with this, Mr. Cole, they can do it cheaper than we can.
I don't care. We're either in the sewer business or we're not in the sewer business, Dale.
They will be living there.
Well, my concern earlier on was,
nobody there, Dale.
How did we become proactive on this deal that at least you get an oversight on something before somebody claims the area and goes with it? If we're too high, you might come back and say, hey, we can't do it for the cost of private. But at least it comes to the county first.
Or we're not going to be there in a timely manner.
Right.
If I say we're not going to be there for 7 years.
Or we can have agreements in the future that they have to tie in and do the disposal with us.
Whatever you want to do. At least there's an oversight. And what's the existing state law you're saying is already in Newcastle that occurred? You know,
Al's more familiar with it than I am.
Maybe we need to
review
that.
I think it just gives them a yes or no whether they want to allow it or not.
Right.
Because right now it's just like open territory out there. You just, it's territorial wars, what it is. And they're leaving us out, and you don't even know about it until it's too far along. We can, we could get together with Mr. Griffin and the engineering department and try to come up with some ideas for your review, and, because we certainly aren't going to get anything done with the legislature this week, but we could have something ready for January if you like.
John, do you have to read it?
I guess we still need a motion to accept the resolution, is that correct, with Herring Point excluded?
I think you read it.
I did read it, did somebody?
The amended version?
Somebody cares to make a motion?
It's amended now to include Herring Point.
To include Herring Point, but to exclude Angola Beach and Angola Estates.
So move.
Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole, second, and Mr. Rogers to approve the amended resolution that Mr. Griffin so read. Any questions?
Mike, you're comfortable with it, right?
I think it's a step forward. And I you know, again, our mission is the people in Angola by the Bay and Woods on Herring Creek. We got to get those folks sore. And if we can include these other folks and try to keep rates down, it's to the best.
And you're coming back the 17th to let us know what progress you made?
I will initiate contact with the developer in Tidewater.
Okay. No more questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
It's a recommendation of the engineering department, I vote yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
My vote is yes. Motion is carried.
Thank you.
I'd like to add two quick things if I could. There will be a public meeting scheduled August 4th at the American Legion Post 28 on Legion Road off of Route 24 to discuss the voting and the absentee ballots and the rates. And the referendum is scheduled for August 18th at the Lewis Rehoboth Station Number 3 on Route 24, approximately 3 miles from Angola Road, and absentee ballots will be available.
Mr. Ashman, would you like to tell us where you can work tomorrow? You gonna be here tomorrow?
I may not be here in 5 seconds if my phone rings.
Oh, you're carrying a beeper, huh?
I do have a phone.
On the edge.
My wife and I are expecting twins. They will be here sometime tomorrow at the latest.
Yay!
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm sure your wife's happy about that too.
She's happy that tomorrow there.
Good luck to you. Mr. Jones?